5 minutes English.
The name Sherlock Holmes in the account.
Welcome to Downton.
Never 5 minutes.
Season 3.
我们的微信公众号已经开通了，我们每天早上6:30会有一条带有语音的图文，每天呢我们都会讲一个字典里面查都查不到的俏皮话啊，或者是每个单词都认识你但是你就不认识它的词。那在公众号里还有我们每一期的文稿，节目里面有听不懂的地方就可以看文稿了。那怎么找到我们的微信公众号呢？在微信里搜索每日五分钟英语，那个黄色背景的爆炸头就是我们了。
那么今天大家可千万不要忘了在微信公众账号里回复3010就可以看到今天的稿子啦。
Hi everyone,
大家好。
I'm the yellow background, Jerry.
我是爆炸头 Alex.
We are broadcasting from Sydney and welcome to the Yellow Background 5 Minutes English Show.
哎，我们这两天一直在想那首歌叫 American Idiot, 对吧？这首歌里面有很多词儿我真的不懂啊 ，Jerry.
For example,
paranoia.
Paranoia. It's like Parramatta, except it's paranoia.
Okay. Parramatta, 我刚来的时候我也拼不出。
Oh, really?
Paranoia. P-A-R-A-N-O-I-A. 哎，这个到底是什么意思啊？
Paranoia is like being really obsessed aboutLike other people doing bad things to you, kind of thing.
就是偏执的意思是吧？
Yeah.
我记得我之前在那个公众号里面讲过
Pokemon paranoia.
Yeah, Pokemon paranoia. 就是一天到晚打 Pokemon Go 的那种。
Yeah, so like someone who's obsessed.
对。
But usually when we say someone is paranoid, it means they're really worried about other people doing bad things to them.
Oh, 其实就是 fussy.
Not really fussy. Fussy is like...really annoyed over small details. Paranoia is scared that someone will hurt you. So like,
or hurt anyone.
Hurt me, like hurt the person himself. So for example, if I work here, right?
Yeah.
And I'm paranoid like about my work, it's like I'm worried that my boss will sack me or my colleagues are gonna like, you know, screw me over or, you know.
那就算是偏执狂的一种。
Yes.
对吧？它其实是一种心理疾病了又。
Yeah, it's kind of like a mental...instability, like they're always worried about people.
这种人容易抑郁啊。
Well, yeah.
对吧
Yeah, I would assume so. Yeah, so paranoia is like a disease. And if you want to describe someone's state of mind, you would say they are paranoid. P-A-R-A-N-O-I-D.
哪有 D 啊？
Paranoid.
后面。
Yes.
我在想，我看着 Mary， 你哪来的 D？
Where's the D？ Oh, it's my 三条腿。
Yeah. Oh. Paranoia 其实是一种病，是吧？和气疗啊。那说一个人是 paranoid， P-A-R-A-N-O-I-D， 就是说他过度的怀疑所有人，老觉得别人要伤害他。哎，这其实有中文有一种叫被害妄想症。
Oh, really? Okay.
对对对对，叫被害妄想症。那为什么这首歌里面会说 Sing along to the age of paranoia?
Yes. So the age of paranoia is probably referring to the US government being really paranoid about terrorism, especially after 9/11.
Tourism. 我又读错了。
Tourism.
I
am speechless.
Terrorism.T-E-R-R-O-R-I-S-N.
Can you not?
就是恐怖主义。
Yes.
911之后不是美国政府特别这个我们前面说的叫 paranoid, 就是偏执狂一样就觉得恐怖主义会袭击美国。
Yeah, well, of course, after something like...
但事实也是这样。
Yeah, after something like 9/11, I'm not surprised. Yeah, remember we talked about air marshals, like the security guards on the planes, right? Yeah, like before 9/11, there were only like 20.
Yeah.
After 9/11, there were like 500.
Yeah.
So, you can tell how paranoid they are.
而且之后那个空管就越来越严了嘛。
Yeah.
对吧
？Of course. Yeah.
我记得那年911那时候我读托儿所。
托儿所 ，Alright，
我就记得很清楚，学校食堂放那个911画面。那时候，说实话，我觉得目前作为十几年之后再回头看，那时候其实是很不正常的。 同学们都在欢呼美国终于被攻击了。其实你现在想想，其实这个是非常 mean 的，非常自私的。
Yeah, that's not very nice.
对吧？ Anyway, 这其实是有点像这个，现在有一个新的名词，我不知道你知道吗，叫爱国贼。
As in like you love your country so much to the point that
Yes,
you hate.
但是呢，但是你反过来其实伤害了这个国家。
So whilst the government is paranoid,
Yeah,
the media makes the sound of hysteria. Can you hear the sound of hysteria?
这就让我想到我上一集讲的，查了一个单词，发觉所有单词都不认识。
Yeah.
这他妈我连读都读不来。
Hysteria.
Hysteria. H-Y-S-T-E-R-I-A. 这个是什么意思 Jerry?
Hysteria is a bit hard to explain.
那就不要 explain 了。好了，今天就这样子了。
It's like hysteria is like going high or crazy for a few seconds. So it's like an action or a state of mind. So like, for example, you can laugh hysterically. So you're like laughing really crazily, like really high.
就是狂笑对吧
yes.
Laughing hysterically.
Yes.
Laughing hysterically 就是狂笑，就是有点神经质的那种笑。
Yeah, yeah.
对吧？
But it's...
但不单单形容是笑，所以就这个 hysteria
hysteria yeah
不单单形容笑，其他也可以形容
yeah of course so you can scream in hysteria
scream 就尖叫
yes
特别夸张的尖叫
yes yes that's right so essentially it's like an outburst of emotion or action
outburst outburst 就是爆发，这个我懂的，就突然爆发什么样的比如表情啊或者动作就叫 hysteria
yesYes, that's right.
那么 Song of Hysteria 在这首歌里面指的是谁在 Hysteria?
Well, I already said it, right? The media makes the sound of Hysteria.
哦，懂了。其实就跟现在一样的嘛，标题党嘛。
Yeah.
对吧？就是我们有一个成语吧，叫……我跟你说，真的有 你一种语言长期不说，很多东西真的会忘，即使它是母语。就是他的意思是，不我解释一下，我解释一下这个成语，我真的忘了。
啊，好吧。
解释一下，就是等于说，
你叫大家
就怕你不是笑的 hysterically，就是这个事情可能是芝麻绿豆大的事情，但写新闻的时候就是要把它扩大、扩大、扩大，写成一个非常大的爆发性的一件事。
Yeah, okay. Well, if any of you guys, if any of you guys know what it is, can you guys leave it in the comments so I can learn some Chinese? Yeah, that'd be good. Thank you.
Song of Hysteria 就是说媒体一天到晚在说恐怖分子的事情、
yes.
就怕不恐怖、
yes.
对吧
Oh, do you know what a redneck Redneck? Redneck? Redneck?
卡带了 I'm not a part of a redneck agenda Redneck 就是 red and a neck 就是红脖子、
yes.
猪颈肉嘛这猪颈肉
No, a redneck is a derogatory term
Derogatory, D-E-R-O-G-A-T-O-R-Y, 就是贬义词。
Yes.
那褒义词是什么
？Compliment.
Compliment, 就赞美之词，溢美之词。
So redneck is a derogatory term for a rural white person in the southern U.S. Usually they are like
lower class.
They're of the lower class. Rednecks are typically, well, typically, okay, not everyone. Okay, typically racist and uneducated.
哦，它其实就是专门指有点种族歧视，是吧？他如果说这个话，其实有点种族歧视。
No, because rednecks are all American. It's just different types. So it's like a bogan in Australia. It's not really racist. It's just a word that describes Australia, like certain types of Australians.
就有点侮辱的词。
Yes, that's right.
对吧
It's a 贬义词。
贬义词，侮辱性质的词。
Yes, that's right.
而且专门是形容一些 uneducated, 就没有受过教太多教育的人。
Yes,
对吧
That's right.、
嗯、
so they're a little bit racist as well.
哎，肯定的，社会上各种人都有的。这个东西怎么说呢？每一个如果站在自己这个种族里面，他多多少少都会有一点所谓的看不起或者是排外的那种感觉。
Well, the person is racist. Racism is like
种族歧
视的这个主义。
嗯、
yeah.
，racist 就是种族歧视的这个人，有种族歧视观点的这个人。
Yes, so this person is racist.
嗯、
yeah. ，So rednecks. Rednecks is actually very interesting because, rednecks because they work under the sun a lot. So their necks get burned.
农民呀，对吧
？Yeah, their necks get burned and they become red, so they're called rednecks. So yeah.
所以他们缺少一个什么，你知道吗？
Yeah.
鬼子有那个帽子，不去后面有三个布吗？ 就是为了挡那个脖子一直被太阳晒，
yeah, yeah, yeah.
我们叫它屁股帘。
OK OK
哎，有没有一个词叫 red ass 啊？
No, not that I know.
OK、Why? 红屁股呀、
oh.
猴子嘛。
OK
It's lame. Yeah,
yeah, that was pretty lame. I didn't even know what to say. I'm like, what? Anyway,
好，那今天我们就讲到这里了啊。
Alright, that's enough for now. We will continue tomorrow.
那么今天大家可千万不要忘了在微信公众账号里回复3010就可以看到今天的稿子啦。
如果大家喜欢我们的话，可以在苹果 Podcast 和荔枝 FM 里搜索每日五分钟英语，那个黄色背景的爆炒头就是我们了。喜欢我们的话，可以订阅我们的节目，或者给我们评论5星以资鼓励。也可以在微博或者微信给我留言，我每条都会回复的。也欢迎大家转发我们的节目，让更多的朋友参与到我们的节目中来。大家如果喜欢我们的节目的话，可以加我微信号，不是微信公众账号，是我私人微信号 ,ALEX, 下划线 ,ZQ, 下划线 ,YU。但只有每天晚上7点到8点才能搜索到哦。大家也可以在节目下方看到我的微信号复制粘贴就可以了。但是在微信里抢得到抢不到红包那就得看缘分了。哈哈哈哈。